excellent progress is being made by the Iraqi security forces. They started on February 19th, moving up from the south into western Mosul. They moved up along three axes of advance, some directly toward the city and then some out toward the west to further envelop the enemy in Mosul, because the intent is to finish this battle with ISIS in Mosul. This is the second largest population of any city in Iraq, and once this is taken away from the enemy, I mean, it's really going to damage their prospects very seriously.
What kind of time frame are they looking at in terms of finishing? You said they want to finish this battle. When are they looking at?
Well, you know, that's probably more difficult to predict. There's more than 100,000 buildings on the western side of Mosul. It's very concentrated, dense urban terrain. And the enemy has had 2 years to dig very elaborate defenses in this area. So they've dug tunnels underneath the city. They've dug tunnels in between buildings. So that what that means is as the Iraqi security forces advance into the city, they're encountering roadblocks and other things that channelize their advance despite all of that.
What kind of fight are the ISIS fighters putting up?
Well, in a lot of cases, they came to Mosul to die in place. So the fighting is ferocious. One of the really unfortunate parts of it is they fire indiscriminately using mortar fire, which is really a pretty inexact weapon, over into the east side of the city. These are just spoiler attacks that are intended to harm civilians and create damage.
Colonel John Dorian, spokesman for Operation Inherent Resolve. J.J. Green, WTOP News.